holiday edition of Rosie on the House. Come on into my house and make yourself comfortable for the next 3.5 hours. We'll be broadcasting right up to 11 o'clock, and as you heard, it is going to be a packed show. Mike, you finished shopping? Did you get my gift yet?
That's actually all this weekend. I've got everything to do tomorrow and Monday.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I'm way behind, but I know what I'm getting, so I just got to go do it all. So.
And Romy, how are you? What's your status?
Are we supposed to get gifts or something?
Not till Thursday.
Okay. Hey, Romy's lying because I watched him do some good dad work last night, creating a present for his kids. So he's ahead of the game. Don't let him fool you.
We got a little satellite Santa workshop going on at the office. It's a lot of fun. I hope y'all are enjoying the holiday season as well. One of the things we like to bring to everyone's attention is if you're stumped on what to get, we have a link on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. On the home page, there's a section there that says favorite links. One of those links is where can I get Arizona made gifts? And it's broken down by community: Prescott, Cottonwood, Tucson, Green Valley, Phoenix, and Metro Cities, Flagstaff, statewide clothing products, memberships. I mean, just memberships at the family memberships to the Phoenix Zoo or to Out of Africa or the Sonoran Desert Museum or the Tucson or Phoenix Botanical Gardens. Those are great family gifts. And there's also other local search tools like localfirstaz.com as well as manta.com. So don't forget to check out the Made in America link as well. All great places that you can go in and snoop around and try and find great gift ideas for you and your family.
Did you click on that Made in America link?
Not just this morning. I haven't.
It goes to another page where there's at least 20 links to different websites, all designed to help connect consumers to American-made products. AmericanMadeStore.com, MadeInUSAForever.com, NutsAndBoltsFoundation.org, MillionJobsProduct.us, MadeInUSA.org, HowToBuyAmerican.com, StillMadeInUSA.com, USA Stuff, AmericansWorking.com. I mean, it's just a wealth of information on how to keep your money and support in America.
Are you familiar with the appliance line refrigerators and freezers called Sub-Zero?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Well, I mean, top of the line.
I would say we can't all afford one, but you've at least heard of Sub-Zero.
Top of the line, great stuff. I had the opportunity earlier this week to spend time with a couple guys from Sub-Zero. Do you know
where they fixing yours?
No. Do you know where they're built?
Sub-Zero, top of the line, probably someplace hot. If you're a refrigerator manufacturer, wouldn't you want to go to the hottest place you could find to make a refrigerator to test
okay.
your stuff?
All right. Okay. That on the, where they're manufactured fits that criteria.
On the equator?
No. Goodyear, Arizona. They have a manufacturing facility over 200,000 square feet.
In
Goodyear, Arizona. And that's not all. They're preparing in the next year to double the size. They're operating at full capacity, can't keep up with demand.
All right.
Shipping globally, the Sub-Zero line. There was an apartment complex in Dubai where every single unit got two Sub-Zero side-by-side refrigerator freezers and an under-counter refrigerator.
Okay, so someone's losing their job over this. We've been to Pella, Iowa to tour Pella. We've been all over the country touring all different manufacturing plants, and we just now find out Sub-Zero's here in Arizona, a couple miles down the road, and we've never gotten a tour.
Isn't that something else?
Someone in the PR department is
I've been buying
a pink slip right after Christmas.
I've been buying and installing. I don't know how long they've been in Goodyear. I think they originally come out of Wisconsin, I think. But I think I installed my first Sub-Zero refrigerator in a kitchen remodel in about 1975. 75 or 76, and have been installing them ever since. So we did get an invite to tour the plant.
Okay, good.
So we'll be running out there and taking a look at that. We still use a Sub-Zero in our house that has got to be 30 or 35 years old.
Yeah, I remember when y'all put it in, and that was, I wasn't even in high school yet, and...
That thing's been a workhorse.
Well, and you had pulled it out of a customer's home you were remodeling. The new kitchen design didn't fit, so there's this perfectly good refrigerator.
That's right.
That you're able to buy off a customer. And
landed at my house.
Yeah.
Hey, I also want to bring y'all's attention to Rosie's Santa Bag, because we'll be wrapping that up this particular broadcast. We have two more items in the bag. I want to thank all of the Rosie on the House partners that participated in stuffing Rosie's Santa Bag with gifts that we made available for you, the listeners, to win. Five-star termite and pest control down in Tucson. Contribute your free termite inspection, 3 months of pest control services, just to give you a taste of what life could live like pest-free. We've also got Benjamin Franklin Plumbing that donated two rocking Bluetooth Kohler Moxie shower heads. We'd like to thank our flagship station, 92.3 KTAR-FM, for tickets to the Phoenix Suns game. And we've got Pella Windows today with a 6-foot by 8-foot sliding patio clad door to give away today. So you listen for the cue to call and be the first to call. We've got a couple of those yet to give away today.
So the door, we'll give the frame size and everything. If you have a French door or existing sliding glass door, chances are this will fit fairly easily into your opening.
6-foot wide, 8-foot tall. It's a beautiful door. So unfinished wood on the inside, so you can do anything you want with it.
Stain it to whatever color you want. We'll be drawing this. This is what I installed when I built my home.
Yeah.
Man, nothing against your sliding glass door, but these new Pellas, when you roll them.
Oh, I know.
Man.
They're nice.
They just slide like glass.
Just one more thing in the Rosie Santa Bag. Okay, Dr. Sky, when we get back talking about how the military tracks Santa's sleigh across the sky, as well as other mysteries of the universe when we get back.